Sounded good, Gary D. Let's bring our own Oumuamua as it relates to all things in the sky back on the program. Dr. Sky.
So, hey, Romy. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
There's so many wonderful things to look at, but locally, here's some great things for people to watch, particularly this weekend. If you go out tonight and you have those telescopes and binoculars or even the naked eye, just look high in the southern sky. You'll see the first quarter moon. Romy, that's a great time to look at the moon because you get to see the shadow that goes vertical on the moon. We call it the Terminator. And in a more romantic way, you can actually see all the detail of the sunrise that's taking place on the lunar surface, some 225,000 miles away. And if you really want to get going in astronomy, take a star chart and a star map, a moon lunar map, I should say, and go out there and learn the different craters and seas on the moon. Remember, only 12 humans have ever walked on the surface of the moon. Seems like it's close when you look at it in our Arizona skies, but it still took them in rocket-powered vehicles some 3 days to get there. And it really saves some of the best for last, Romy. If we look toward the month of December, the full moon coming up, it sneaks up on us real quick here. The night of December 2nd into the morning of December 3rd, we get the super of all supermoons of the year 2017, the closest moon of all. It'll be absolutely spectacular if we have weather like this and clear skies we're hoping and praying for. So on that night, if you're looking toward the moon, just know the time of moonrise on December the 2nd. And look at that beautiful moon rising in the southeast. You'll see it high in the sky, the closest moon, some 222,135 miles away, which is amazing. And, Romy, I get asked often, and I appreciate all the listeners here on Rosie on the House, that so many of them come to our Dr. Sky programs that are on the Dolly Steamboat and many around the valley, including the beautiful Lost Dutchman State Park. So I wanted to mention that my 62nd birthday is coming up on January 30th, but we're doing that Dr. Sky cruise on the 27th of January. And if people want to, of course, book that now, it's a great time. We've had a sellout crowd for every time we've done it in January, my 62nd birthday, of course, but that's not the main reason to go. And closer to home on the calendar, if you look at the evening of Saturday, December the 16th, we're back at that beautiful park. I know you have Sue Black on there a lot, and always interested to listen to what she has to say about how she's transforming our Arizona State Parks. We're doing another Dr. Sky program there, 7 p.m., and all the $7 per car fee goes dedicated to the park. So we give that money back to the park, rightfully so, Romy, to make things happen there.
And if I remember right from my navigation books, rising full moon starts right as sun is setting. So what would be the best time? Would it be right at midnight to go see it in its fullest, brightest?
Probably best to see it that way, but the probable best way, and I think this is the more romantic and for those photographers out there, is just right at the time of sunset. Find the time of sunset for that particular date, let's say December 2nd, and just a few moments thereafter, keep your eyes peeled to the southeastern part of the sky. And so many of these astronomy apps show you exactly, you know, where on the horizon, to look. But the probably best time to see this is when you're seeing it against the backdrop of the horizon, because you get that full moon effect, as I like to call it. The moon looks even larger. And how about that, Romy? You have a moon that is actually larger, but because of the atmospheric refraction and the bending of light. And then some say, no, it's just an optical illusion. But the best time simply to answer the question is probably when that moon is rising. Of course, the whole night you can follow it because it takes the longest arc across our Arizona skies. Just an amazing sight.
Is there a better place to watch it than another?
I would say find the location that is clear, Jennifer, the clearest view of the sky that has no trees to the southeast and east. No matter where you are in Arizona, you're up in Sedona, you're out here deep in the Valley of the Sun here, just find a place that has no trees. And I've tried to do that, and it's becoming more and more difficult because of all the urban growth. But just look as far as you can to the best clear view of the southeast sky. And I assure you, and all those photographers out there, you're going to get some absolutely majestic photographs of Earth's nearest neighbor. Just a beautiful sight. The super of all supermoons, guys, coming up here the night of December 2nd. Closest to us and best, December 3rd, how about this, 8:47 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's when the sun is up, of course, but the moon will have already set by then. So the night of the 2nd, that's your night.
And if you look at our calendar picture, that looks exactly like one of our photograph winners for our 2018 home maintenance calendar we're putting together. It's
wow.
a full moon coming up right, what looks like the superstitions mm-hmm. behind it, and a saguaro cactus set right to the right. It's pretty
spectacular.
Couldn't pick a better object. You bet. That's amazing. Totally amazing. So there's so many things happening. And again, this is probably one of the best times of year, of course, to view, because now we have none of that obstreperous heat that we have to deal with and lingering to 110 degrees at midnight. You have the opportunity to really take advantage of Arizona skies. And literally, it's just it's overwhelming, isn't it, guys? It's just absolutely sacred. We're blessed here.
And tell me about this fireball.
You know, that's interesting. About a week ago, my phones were lighting up. So many people's phones were lighting up. Every news source is calling me going, hey, Dr. Sky, what was that? Well, the best recollection we can give our listeners this morning, Romy, is the object that came across here about a week ago was probably an object which we call a fireball from one of the meteor streams called either the Southern or Northern Torrid Meteor Shower. They're known for producing these larger fireballs, meaning brighter in the sky. But the object allegedly was about the size of a fist or a grapefruit. And it was so amazing because so many people not only here in Arizona saw this object, it illuminated probably somewhere about 30 miles above the earth. So an object even that small, let's say it was the size of a grapefruit, got more eyeballs. And, of course, every television station, we all saw that here. And they asked me, of course, what you think it is. And I said, no, it's not a UFO. I mean, it is until we identify it. But the obvious truth is, from the astronomy world, it's more than likely a fireball remnant that came across the sky. And some even said that they heard noises coming off of this. But what made me think it was simply a fireball is if you look at the downtown Phoenix camera that's located there, I believe, high atop one of the buildings, it actually shows, Romy and Jennifer, a piece of material breaking off of this. So it was probably one of these fireball objects. And now, during this season, we still have about 5 active meteor streams going on right now. So another great thing, if you go out and wait till the moon sets, you know, if you're a diehard into the late night into early morning, wait till the moon sets. Then sit back in a lawn chair with a nice cup of coffee or whatever you drink, and just scan the skies, because the best times for this are usually going to happen between, let's say, midnight and sunrise. So once again, the object that was here last week, probably a fireball about the size of a grapefruit, and I doubt very much if it ever made it to the ground, so it probably incinerated.
Our very own Arizona's Dr. Sky joining us here at Rosie on the House. Again, that Dolly Steamboat cruise. And if you're new to the broadcast, welcome CAF Country out of Flagstaff, new to the program. Welcome KGVY from Southern Arizona out of Green Valley, joining KAZM out of Sedona and KTR out of Phoenix to our 7 o'clock hour. Dolly Steamboat is a steamboat on Canyon Lake.
That's right.
Yes. Beautiful place.
Canyon Lake, you take 60 from Mesa as you're going to Globe. Turn north on Idaho. Is it the Idaho Trail? It's been a long time since I've been out that way. Is it 80?
I believe it's 88, and you follow 88. That.
That's right, 88.
From the junction of 88, I believe, you follow it about 14 miles up some of the most majestic roads. And I understand that they're actually repaving those roads up there, which is good, because I ride my motorcycle up there a lot, and you know, the whole motorcycle seems like it was shaking apart because you know over years how much the sun beats down on the road. But more importantly, it's just a great drive, guys, and a great location. And we do that throughout the year, so there'll be a full posted schedule coming up pretty soon here as we do it on drsky.com and various media sources. But just a really nice place. And who knows, guys, maybe you guys want to do with the Rosie on the House organization and great fans, maybe sometime in February where we're maybe looking at a possible Rosie on the House cruise on Canyon Lake.
You can see the boat itself and the setting on dollysteamboat.com, astronomy dinner cruise on Canyon Lake. And I tell you what, it was a night to remember. Between Dr. Sky's laser and pointing out what you're looking at and the animals coming down to water, it was an amazing night.
Beautiful place.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sky, for joining us. And again, if you're interested, dollysteamboat.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Canyon Lake is close enough to town, you're not having to go on this big expedition to get out there. But with the surroundings of the Superstition Mountains, you kind of really get tucked in away from the city glow. So you get a real nice black night to look at. I mean, you're not committed to the whole night. How late did it go when you guys went? Like 11 o'clock?
It's a couple hours worth. You have dinner. You kind of cruise out when the sun is setting and the animals are kind of moving around. It's a bighorn sheep. Then you have your nice dinner. And then everybody kind of gets up as it gets dark. And Dr. Sky kind of starts talking you through what you're seeing in the sky. And he takes his big laser and he can point right to it. You have to have a license to run one of those things. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, very good. Well, if you're interested, you can sign up at dollysteamboat.com. Yeah, I would like to. From our house, that's about 3 hours. And we've got four little ones and the horses. It's making that evening. We can't stay awake at past 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock sometimes.
You are a Romero.
That would put me home close to 2 o'clock. I would need a chauffeur.
You planning on bringing your horses, too?
You just can't leave them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
we have to come spend the night at Grandma's. It's fun.
We'll get that around to that one time. But Dolly Steamboat, and I haven't been to Canyon Lake in years, but I'm glad to hear that they're repaving that road. I don't know how far they plan on going, but all the way to Tortilla Flat would be, I think, great for that whole strip. I mean, if you're looking for an Arizona something to do or drive, and maybe you've got family in that's never been to Arizona before, and you're trying to think, okay, where do we go? A lot of people think Sedona and the Red Rocks, and a lot of people go to the Grand Canyon, and there's nothing wrong with either one of those, but it's hard to do it from a windshield. When you walk up to the Grand Canyon, you look down, pretty cool, but you haven't seen anything until you get down in it. You know, Sedona and the Red Rocks, you can drive past. You can see them from, you know, 69 leaving Prescott, going into Prescott Valley. You can see them off of Chino. You can see them from a long way, but just looking at it really doesn't do anything. You've got to get out, you know, hit a trail, find some off the beaten path road. But if you want to take them for an Arizona drive that's fairly easy, just take that trip out past Canyon and go all the way up to Roosevelt Lake. You come out right by the dam. You're a few miles from Globe. You can go into Globe and come back on 60, or you can turn left and go up to Pumpkin Center and then hit the Beeline Highway and come back down into Fountain Hills. That's last time I was on it was a dirt road. I mean, you're looking at 2 to 3 hour commitment probably once you get off the 60 to Roosevelt Dam. But that drive, that, I mean, you have saguaros, you have mountains, you have that's the Salt River coming in there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've got the Salt River along the drive. I mean, and you've got plenty of watering holes for pit stops at Tortilla Flats and Pumpkin Center. So there's a good route if you're looking to take someone who's never been to Arizona on a real taste of the Southwest.
You'd mentioned the Grand Canyon. One of my favorite things is when I'm in the area, just go to the South Rim, have a seat, and just take a look, because there's never the same view depending on how the sun's hitting it. Even at nighttime, I mean, you see Dr. Sky would just have a fit because the stars are everywhere. But the one thing I love about the South Rim is if you're lucky enough to see one of those California condors that was reintroduced years ago. The last time I was down there, I had two of them fly directly over me, and they look like mini Cessna airplanes. Those birds are huge.
So you're originally from Louisiana, Gary D. Mm-hmm. Little Cajun blood in you. They're the California Concord?
Condors.
Condor.
They're a bird. Big bird.
Right. Would you say they taste more like a bald eagle or a hawk?
You know, I guess it depends on the seasoning and if you brine it or not.